Hello and welcome to Unlocking Possibilities, the podcast that will help you to transform your life and or your business from the inside out. I'll be bringing to you the best of NLP and cutting edge neuroscience of your multiple brains. I'll be exploring how these transformational coaching modalities have the potential to change your life. And if you're interested in training to coach others in NLP or MBIT, then listen out for more information about my training courses and how you can become an accredited NLP and MBIT coach. Hello, Sarah Stringfellow. Thank you so much for joining me today to chat about your NLP practitioner experience. And what I'm really curious to know, and what I would love you to share with our viewers, is you're an ICF accredited coach already, which is amazing. And you came on the NLP training, and you've also done the MBIT coach training as well. So I'd love to know, Sarah, how the your MBIT and NLP training is one enhancing your coaching practice and the results that you're getting for your clients, or that your clients have and the experience that they have. And, you know, we've talked a lot about your own experience and confidence as a coach as well, and your belief in your coaching. So I'd love to know how NLP has really supported that.
Hi, Sarah. Well, it's lovely to be here. And yeah, as you say, I'm an ICF trained coach, and I really kind of started to feel the interest that growing in neuroscience and positive psychology and all of those things during that course. And they were areas of my coaching training. And, you know, as part of my own personal development, I went on your NLP diploma back in November last year. And personally, the impact that had on me, mm-hmm. which has then enabled me to then, you know, grow as a coach, develop as a coach,
amazing,
was quite significant, I would say. You know, some of the work we did over that 3 days, it really helped me with some things. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we're always growing and developing, aren't we?
Yeah, personally, absolutely.
So it helped me grow. It helped me see a way of potentially supporting some of the things that my clients were struggling with mm-hmm. in a different way. Mm, you know, because, you know, creating that environment for clients, asking, you know, really good, strong questions.
Yeah.
But this
yeah.
was like another tool in the toolbox mm-hmm. That really resonated with me, that I could see would be really useful in my practice. So kind of that was the start of it. I think the most important part was really the profound effect it had on me. Mm-hmm. And seeing and feeling the benefits yourself, you know, was all kind of all the testimonial I then needed to think, well, this is something that I then want to lean into in my coaching practice and add it on as a way of having a blended approach, really. You mm-hmm. know, we all come to coaching for different reasons. We all come to coaching needing and wanting different things, and to be able to have something extra that I felt that, you know, could have an impact for people sooner, could make transformations happen quicker.
Yeah, nice.
Was a bit of a no-brainer for me, and, you know, and that's what brought me onto the NLP practitioner. And then, you know, again, MBIT, it's just another way of looking at how we are, the incredible connection between our you know, our minds and bodies, and how then that can then go on to support people through transformational change as well.
Yeah, and I love what you said there, Sarah, about the, you know, coming on the diploma and experiencing it. And the convincer for you was that you tried it on for size, experienced it, and felt and saw the changes for yourself and in your own life. And I think sometimes we don't realize how transformational that can be for ourselves when we're going on these kind of courses that, you know, particularly you as a coach, what already out there helping and supporting people, implementing what you've learned to help people move forward in their lives. And then it's having the transformational shifts yourself as well, that I think sometimes take people by surprise when they're on these kind of courses, because it's like, right, I'm going to learn all this stuff and it's going to make me a better coach, and I'm going to help people, you know, in a more effective and transformational way. And there you are on the course experiencing it all for yourself as well, which I think as well gives you much more credibility, because you're demonstrating and modeling, and we know NLP is all about modeling, you're modeling that personal growth yourself. and saying to others, actually, we're nobody's a finished product. You know, we're all evolving and we're all growing and we're all on this journey. So I love that as well, that watching your own journey through the process of the practitioner and the MBIT training as well.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, you used the word convincer there, and you're absolutely right. It wasn't that I came to it being skeptical. But to then have your mind opened even further, you know, so I already had, you know, some understanding of the neuroscience behind change, and I was already asking actually a lot of the questions that we've talked about. I think we've had this conversation before, where a lot of what I was already doing is part of what we've learned through the practitioner, but now have a structure, a framework, and an understanding of actually how I can bring those things together for you know, bigger impact, greater impact. So yeah, but I still think, like, for me, one of the biggest, you know, benefits has been how I can use this to support myself, because I think everything that I've done personally helps me with my clients, helps me support people through their change, through their transition. And to be fair, don't we all just want results like yesterday?
And I think
what NLP has given me in the moment are tools, methods, techniques to use that can have an impact pretty much straight away. You know, I definitely used to see other people out there saying, I work with this client, and, you know, 10 minutes later, this had happened. I was thinking, how on earth do they do that? And I've got that understanding now with the techniques that we've learned with you through the practice of how to do that.
And from a, you know, anybody who's watching us having this conversation, who, you know, is a coach and looking to add NLP to their toolkit. And like you, you know, I very much believe in that integrated approach. There's so many amazing modalities out there that can support the change process and help people to get to where they want to be. So you've come to NLP training with me, you've done the MBIT coach training. So for anybody out there listening who is a coach who, you know, is thinking about adding NLP or MBIT into their coaching toolkit, what would you say would be, you know, the, I suppose, the convincer for them that it's the, it would be a really good thing for them to have in their toolkit?
Well, that's a really good question. I would say, like, that first step, like I did, is book on the diploma, because you've got absolutely nothing to lose in terms of, if it's something that you're not sure about, because I very much, when I started to train as a coach, didn't actually have an understanding of NLP, didn't really know what NLP was. I've kind of heard of it, but it wasn't something I really looked at or understood. And I think going on that diploma gave me the understanding of actually what NLP is. And as I said, you know, I've said a couple of times already, it gave me tools for myself. So even if I did nothing else with it after those 3 days, it would have been worth absolutely every penny and the hours invested in that, because what I gained from it personally was amazing. But I would then defy anybody to go on that as a coach and think that you wouldn't want to then incorporate this into your practice and support people with that, because, you know, and you don't have to use it with everybody. Like you said, it's an integrated approach. It's not a one size fits all. You know, we're very much led by our clients, their needs, what they're bringing to coaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
But for me, it's another resource. It's another tool in my toolbox that I can then use as and when feels appropriate. So yes, I think definitely first step is you've got nothing to lose by going on the diploma,
because
everything to gain, because personally you will benefit from that.
Yeah, lovely.
You know, even if it's just one technique over the 3 days. Yeah. Because I can't remember everything we did on that 3 days, but there are certain techniques that stood out to me because of the impact they had on me, but also the impact I had on some of the other people in the room.
Yeah,
you know, seeing other people experience that, because I suppose that's the other side of it, actually, is I was in a privileged position. So I was going for myself, I was going from the curiosity point of view of being, you know, a coach, but there were other people in that room that were there from a self-development point of view that weren't coaches, so they weren't looking at incorporating this as a practice. They were looking at incorporating this into their lives and how it would impact them positively. And so to be able to watch people outside of the coaching world experience NLP in that way and see the transformation, well, then obviously I would want that for my clients.
Absolutely. That's lovely, Sarah. I love what you've just said there. Fantastic. Well, you're nearly at the end of your practitioner certification. So I'm super excited for our next weekend together, where you will get your certification to become an NLP practitioner. And I already know, Sarah, that you're doing some fantastic work out there. So just tell us really quickly, Sarah, where we can find you, so that if people would love to find out more about how you can help them, then they know where to come.
So you can find me on my website, which is www.sarahstringfellowcoaching.com. So it's nice and easy to find. I'm on Instagram at Sarah Stringfellow Coaching, and I'm on Facebook at Sarah Stringfellow Coaching. So nice and easy to find me.
And people can reach out to you and jump on a call with you to find
Absolutely.
out more about what you do. Fantastic, Sarah. Thank you
Lovely.
so much, and I'll see you really soon. Bye for
You're
now.
welcome, Sarah. Bye.